You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jalen Sidlow.
From?
Tampa, Florida.
She's the owner of Celestial Custom Dog Services, and we're going to be open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mr. Zach Buten, and he'll put you on the line with us. Again, that's 866-606-8255. The show is produced by Miss Amanda Page.
Hey there, Johnny boy.
Hey, Miss Mandy. We welcome your calls again at 866-606-TALK. Joining us in this hour is a very dear and special friend. And, of course, all of America, literally the world, knows of her, of course. Her name is Betty White. And she's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for Betty. But we are open to your calls and questions at 866-606-TALK. And, again, if you've got a question or a comment for Betty, we welcome them in this hour, 866-606-8255. Again, I'm John Patch.
And Jalen Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you're through,
and again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Jalen Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
So how you doing, Jalen?
I'm doing fabulous.
Well, welcome to the show. You're a newbie onto the show. Actually, some people may recognize you because you were with us live in New York City for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show last month. And now you're part of the show. So welcome. You're sitting in the co-host chair there.
I am thrilled to death. A little nervous, but thrilled to death.
It's cool. We don't bite. We have fun. Actually,
we do.
We're just a little crazy sometimes. So, our producer of the network at Business Talk Radio, his name is Zach Buten, and he may bite you, but...
Zach, you can only nibble.
That's actually debatable on that one, but we got a good friend joining us, and I know you're familiar with her, Jalen.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, Betty White, and she's going to be coming on shortly. She's at home right now, and we're going to be hooking in with her in just a few minutes. So, we recommend if you've got a question or a comment, we're going to be talking all about Betty. So, finding out what's going on in her life. Lately, of course, for the last four seasons, I think it's four seasons, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, but Hot in Cleveland,
yes,
going very awesome strong, show. Very, very strong. And, you know, it reminds me, the opening music was Golden Girls, which it's iconic. Everybody loves that show. To this day, in syndication, they still watch it like crazy, all generations. And Hot in Cleveland reminds me a lot of Golden Girls.
It does. It does. Just a little bit more modern-based.
Yes,
a little
exactly.
bit more out there.
Exactly. And then, of course, you know, Off the Rockers is her new show, which she hosts and produces. So that's a new one. I think it's Tuesdays at 8, I'm pretty sure. And then I understand, too, and we'll find out a little bit more about it, she's going to be working with National Geographic Wild. She's going to be taping a big cat special that's going to be coming out this summer. So those are some of the latest things that Betty's involved in, of course. But we're going to find out a little bit more about her and kind of what's going on in her life and all the things. And, you know, the ins and outs about Betty. We love her dearly. So the number, again, is 866-606-8255. But until we get Betty, Zach will cue us in when Betty's ready. But, Jalen, you have a business here, and it's called Celestial custom dog services, and you're based out of Tampa, Florida, which our show is based out of Tampa, Florida, and heard all over the world, and of course the country of America here, so all the radio stations that carry us. So tell us a little bit about you in terms of what you do, what services you have at Celestial.
I'm like the jack of all trades when it comes to my business because I do many different things. I do like to focus on obedience, and I come into your home and I train you and your dog, whether it's a rescue or purebred.
I like that you said train you.
Yes, you have to. If you don't train the human, then you've done nothing for the dog.
Right.
Because 9 times out of 10, the dog has issues, whether it's a rescue or not, but because the family allows it to get away with all these things because it's their baby. So you need to make sure that, you know, he's a part of your family, she's a part of your family, all your pets are part of your family, but you still need to recognize the fact that they are animals and they need to be trained properly from the get-go when they're babies.
Well, I've always said that, you know, some people will go, oh, this dog is so cute, I gotta have it, if they go to a shelter or a rescue or breeder or wherever, and they bring it home and it's like, Fido, you're home, here's your house. And they don't do nothing to train the dog at all. I mean, and puppies will be puppies.
All puppies will be puppies, and they need to start out in very small areas. They have to gain their portions of the home. And whether you kennel train or not, you can still start a dog out in little bits and pieces. And that way they take on more characteristics for themselves. They become a little bit more strong because it's like they're becoming part of your pack. Because now that they have left their mama and their brothers and sisters or whatever environment that they lived in previously, whether it was a shelter or not, they are becoming, this is their own pack. This is their new place where they're going to reside for hopefully the rest of their life, and you haven't chosen the wrong dog, which is another service I do. I will help people find the dog that's right for them.
That's important, too.
Yeah, it breaks our heart sometimes when people come in, they have their mindset on a specific dog, and they go after that dog and they take it home and it's not what they wanted. They didn't expect what they're going to get. And then that poor baby goes back to the shelter. And it's detrimental to their psyche.
Well,
you know.
Interesting enough, Betty lives her life with a dog and a retriever. And Pontiac is the dog's name.
Okay.
And it was a service dog
that
actually didn't make it through. Supposedly had to have surgery.
Okay.
Something was wrong with the dog medically. And so the dog didn't fulfill going on to an owner. I think it was a blind owner that was supposed to get the dog. And they honored Betty with the dog. And now I think the dog's 7 or 8 years old. Yeah. But, I mean, even though a dog comes to you trained for certain skills, in Betty's case, of course, as a service dog, not specifically, of course, for Betty, but for somebody else, but still came in trained, there still are training that has to be done in your own home.
Absolutely. I have a new one coming in this Saturday. Lucky enough for me, he comes from a wonderful stock from a beautiful breeder here in Florida from Hidden Oaks. And his full name is Agrista's Funny Boy Pizzazz, but we call him Calvin. And Calvin has been being shown by Perry Payson, who is phenomenal in my eyes. He's like my hero. He actually just took number one Rottweiler at Westminster with Pilot. And his teeth started to move around a little bit, so the judges aren't going to judge him fairly, and he'll kind of go to the back of the line. And he needs a new beautiful home, and I lost a son to osteosarcoma this last July. I lost my Malachi, my beautiful Rottweiler Malachi, and so I've been searching for another dog that would fit into my family because I do so much house sitting and training and working with children that I needed a dog that was like really well on its way. And he's a year and a half, and I'm very excited to get him home.
Interesting that you said you lost a son because, you know.
Yes, they are my sons and daughters.
Right. I mean, they're an extension of the family by far. I mean, we treat them as they're our kids.
And they are my children.
Some of them are treated better than the actual human kids, if you know what I mean.
I have so many friends or acquaintances that I meet, and they go, when I come back in a next life, if I do come back, can I come back as your dog? Because your dogs, I swear to God, they sleep better than me, they eat better than me, and they're just very spoiled.
Well, we're going to be having Betty White join us in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for Betty, and if you've got any questions or comments, we welcome them in. But I wanted to let you know, though, here's a question for you. What's gentle, graceful, a 40-mile-per-hour couch potato, and waiting to be welcomed into a loving and permanent home?
A greyhound.
Very good. That was very good. April is National Adopt a Greyhound Month, and that's coming up next month, of course, and a great time to adopt a beautiful companion in your home today. Now, closed racing tracks and the slumping economy have resulted in displaced greyhounds, fewer adoptions, and, of course, more returns. Thousands of greyhounds are being cared for by adoption groups across the country as they wait to be adopted into permanent homes. So please help ensure that 100% of these greyhounds find homes by visiting thegreyhoundproject.org for resources and information on how to adopt a greyhound in your area. So if you can, they're great dogs. And again, that is, of course, the greyhounds. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
Coming up, of course, is Miss Betty White. We're going to be talking with her. So if you've got a question or a comment for Betty, she's going to be live in just a few minutes. That's 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. So pick up the phone and give us a call if you've got a question or a comment for Miss Betty White. But we want to talk with you guys. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned. Radio has doggone fur flying fantastic deals for our listeners.
Go to PetcoDeals.com and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of items at Petco.
PetcoDeals.com.
But that's not all.
Are you talking to me?
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership Plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to AudibleDeals.com.
That's AudibleDeals.com.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radio root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. Go to DysonDeals.com. DysonDeals.com.
To order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com and save up to 30% on awesome gifts for the pets and pet people in your life. Toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetSmartDeal.com today. PetSmartDeal.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Betty White Show from Hollywood.
Time to say hello again and start our show again and sing a song or two for all of you. Hi, everybody. How are you?
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
Now, I believe that was the opening to the Betty White Show, and I will find out if I'm right, because online with us right now is the ever-so-talented, you know, although she turned 90 in January of 2012, it won't slow down this comedy legend, of course, Betty White, one of the funniest and busiest actresses in Hollywood. Now, with a career that has spanned more than 60 years, and, of course, seven-time Emmy Award winner, she has created unforgettable roles in television and film, authored seven books, and won numerous awards, including those for her lifelong work, of course, for animal welfare. And the love of my life, Miss Betty White. How are you?
Hi, John. Well, it's been a while. How are you?
It has been a while, and I missed you tremendously.
Now, I just got to correct you on two things.
I know you were going to. I know you were going to. You probably have more Emmys, right?
No. But it's I wrote eight books.
Wow, okay.
And I was 91 in 2012.
So oh, you're right about that. Yeah, it was 91. That's right.
I'm 91, not 90. But if you want to knock off a year, okay.
All right. Well, you know, I was reading on something that was sent to me, Betty. So, but yeah, I know you're 91, and you know, because every year I send you a birthday card, so I'm hoping that you
know,
get it.
And I thank you for it.
And I love you dearly. And of course, I want to introduce you to Jalen.
Hi, Miss Betty.
Hi, Jalen. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's so wonderful to talk with you.
And it sounds like another animal lover.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They don't call me Roddy Girl for nothing.
And, of course, you know Amanda Page. I think you've met Amanda on the show before.
Yeah, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, I got to ask you, there's so much I want to talk to you because it has been a while since you and I chatted. And you have been so busy. And I constantly get asked from friends of mine, Betty, how do you do it? I mean, right off the bat, I got to ask you that because people are always asking, how does she do it? At 91 years of age, this woman does not stop, and you see her everywhere.
Oh, you can't get rid of me. It's true. I'm sorry about that. I know the only way you can really get rid of me is not turn your set on. But I who would ever dream that they'd be lucky enough at 91 to still be working? And I'm blessed with good health. That's the thing that keeps my energy going. And I love what I do. So I'm the luckiest old broad on 2 feet.
Well, I got to tell you, you're not only blessed with good health, but you're blessed with good looks. You're still hot.
You just dig old ladies.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm letting the cat out of the bag here. A couple of years ago, you and I did get married at the LA Zoo. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I certainly do. How could I forget?
I'm letting it known now. You know, the latest things. I know, first of all, I got to ask you, you did have the Betty White show, right, way back when?
Yeah, well, there were several of those, yes, but that was the long one.
What was the show? And Jalynn and I were talking about it. I'm not familiar with it, but according to some of the stats that you guys sent me, I don't remember Just Men. What was that?
Oh, Just Men was a very short-lived game show, but it was not a very good game was the problem. But it was lovely because I was the host, and I had 6 celebrity men on the show every week, and I got all the hunks, and it was so funny. The first, we were on 5 days a week, and each cast would stay for a week. And the first day, the guys were all very polite with each other, and they were, you know, giving answers to the questions and stuff. And by the second day, they got more relaxed and easy. By the third day, they began to get a little competitive, and it was a free-for-all by Friday. But George Clooney and a lot of them back before they were the stars that they are now were on the show, and it was fun.
That's amazing. I didn't know that one.
I love the odds. Just me and 6 men.
Well, I know, Betty, that you like your men because I'm a fan of your show, of course, Off Their Rockers. And you're at home, and you're exactly the executive producer and the host of the show.
Yes, but don't blame me for that show. I don't think it's the best show in the world.
It's a funny show. Matter of fact, my sister-in-law, Diane, was just like, she called me up and she says, you got to tell her I love her show.
Oh, really?
But she likes her men, too.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, I get jealous sometimes, Betty, because a lot of times when I'm watching Off Their Rockers, all of a sudden they cut to you, and there you are with another young man.
Well,
half my age.
Everybody's got to have a hobby, you know.
Girl, you.
Yeah, well, and that's on at 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights, right? NBC?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if people want to check that out, of course, Off Their Rockers. And who comes up with the skits on that? Do you come up with a lot of the ideas?
No. That was a show that it started in Europe, and it got several Emmy Awards, and it was voted the funniest show in Europe and all that. It started in Belgium. And then when they brought it over here, they asked me to do it. And I thanked them profusely, but I said, it's just not my type of show. And but they kept asking, and I have the backbone of a jellyfish. So here I am doing it.
Well, you do a great job, and you're obviously the best part of the show, Off Their Rockers, because every time it cuts to you, I'm just like, yep, there's the love of my life. There she is. And you do a great job. It's funny as hell. It really is. So, you know, congratulations on that one.
Thank you, dear.
But one of my favorites, everything that you do is a favorite of mine. I mean, Golden Girls, of course, hands down. I've got friends that can recite everything you say on that show, and I'm not kidding or
well,
exaggerating.
Well, they can't get away from us. That's the problem.
It is everywhere, but it's still iconic like you. I mean, I think it's gonna be around forever because it's
well,
a miracle.
That's not our fault. That's the writers. They just... It's so hard to get writing like that anymore.
Well, you're doing a great job on Hot in Cleveland, and, you know, they carry it here, of course, and I watch it constantly. And if I can't watch it live, of course, which, you know, I keep busy myself, I DVR everything. And I go back and watch, you know, Hot in Cleveland constantly. And you got a great group of girls with you, you know, Valerie Bertinelli, Wendy Malick, and Jane Leaves. I mean, it's a great group of girls.
Can you imagine? I was lucky enough on the Mary Tyler Moore show to get into that group. And then, of course, the beloved Golden Girls. How did I luck into another? These are the most wonderful girls you ever could imagine. We have such a good time that when we have a hiatus week, you know, when we're not working, we miss each other. We can't wait to get back together.
Well, everybody loves you, Betty. You're America's sweetheart, and you're going to stick around with us for a little bit, right?
I certainly am.
Awesome. Great, because I love you, and I miss you. I want you on the show more often.
I am thrilled. Well, what drew us together was animals.
Yes, it did. It did, and, a lifelong commitment here. So don't go away. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back with Betty White. If you've got a question or a comment for Betty, we welcome them in at 866-606-8255. That's 866-606-TALK. I'm John Patch.
And I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
And, of course, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We're going to talk more with Betty when we come back. Morris Animal Foundation, the L.A. Zoo, and a lot more. And I've got one or two personal questions for Betty when we return. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to Communicate with Animals is a four-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit PetLifeRadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
With this hour's Talking Pets news from the USA Today, here's your host, John Patch.
Out of Republic, Missouri, a high school teacher said the state should add bass fishing as a high school sport. Jim Hoosen, a teacher at Republic High School, said a proposal to add the sport will be on the spring ballot for high school administrators. Jalynn?
In New York, New York, the MTA is working with Senestet to curb the growing number of rodents in the subway system by using ContraPest, which induces sterility in female rats.
In Portland, Oregon, the TriMet bus driver who initially refused to let a dog on board was punched. Two men were eventually allowed to ride with the dog after they said it was a service animal. As they got off near the Jackson Beach Shopping Center, one allegedly punched the driver in the face.
In Greenwich, Connecticut, health officials said a local private school student didn't realize the implications when bringing a live vet to school to show to a science class. The incident at the Whitby School last week prompted a rabies test on the bat, which was killed by an exterminator. The test came back negative.
Also about bats, in Pickens, South Carolina, a dead bat found at a Table Rock State Park has been confirmed to have a fast-spreading disease that has nearly wiped out bat populations in other states. Testing confirmed that the bat in northern Pickens County had white nose syndrome. GreenvilleOnline.com reported on Monday it was the first documented case in the state.
And in Westover, Maryland, a proposed wind farm could kill up to 20 bald eagles a year, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which asked the Pioneer Green Energy to take steps to cut those numbers. Adam Cohen of the Austin-based company has agreed to raise just 30 of the proposed 50 turbines initially to see how often eagles collide and occur.
In Brevard County, Florida, a red tide in southwest Florida has killed a record 174 manatees this year, according to the Florida Today. This is the most red tide-related manatee deaths in single calendar year on record. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
866-606-TALK is the number, 866-606-8255. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We welcome you to watch us live on our webcam at TalkinPets.com. No G in the Talkin', TalkinPets.com. And, of course, click on Watch Live, and you can watch us live on the video, and you can chat with us in the chat room there if you wish as well. Also, please join us on our Facebook and Twitter. At the top of the homepage, you'll see the icons, and you can click on that. And if you go to our homepage right now, you're going to see a video on there of Miss Betty White, of course, with Johnny Carson. Not wearing much, but a really interesting video. So check it out at TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com, and that's Adam and Eve.
I'm still hot.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
And that's Betty with Luciana. And Betty is, of course, still hot. Very hot. Not only hot in Cleveland, but also hot. Betty, I got to meet Luciana here in Tampa one night, and we partied a little bit and spoke about you. That was a video that you guys shot at the LA Zoo, didn't you?
No, we shot it at a studio, but they brought my beloved Jacob. He's a beautiful little boa, little small snake, and he's such a sweetheart. So it's so silly for me to just have people on the screen if you're talking animals. And so I just had him in my arms while we were singing that silly song.
It is funny, though. Very, very funny. I understand. You're not on Facebook or anything, right?
No way.
Yeah, personally, I'm not on Facebook either. My show's on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook.
Right with you. No Facebook.
I think too many people know too much already, right?
Now, the thing that makes me mad about Facebook, they can attribute any comment to you and put your name on it and say you said it, and you never, ever say. They've quoted me as saying things I would no more say than the man on the moon, and I resent that. I think it's an invasion of privacy.
It really is. Where's that? You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because there's like a whole bunch of things going on in the news right now with like Hawaii and stuff and celebrities. But once you become that celebrity status, which of course you're iconic, people always think that they can just like totally take advantage of the situations and who you are and what you're doing, like you're saying, putting words in your mouth. That seems to happen quite a bit for you guys, doesn't it?
Yes, and I know it's one of the prices you pay for a successful career. But I think they just go overboard, and they quoted me as saying something, just disgustingly sexual. That, sure, I have a bawdy sense of humor. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a line that you just don't cross. And I was just venting. Don't mind me, John.
No, totally. It's good to vent. I vent all the time. You should hear me sometimes. But we know, I mean, that's one of the things that I think America loves about you, Betty, because you are America's sweetheart, and everybody likes you because you're pure, and this is who you are. And it's just, you speak your mind and what you're doing, and you stick up for the animals, and you stick up for people, and you're hard not to love, Betty.
Well, I listen, as long as I've got you fooled, John, I want you to stay fooled.
Is it true, I got to ask you, do you get up, honestly, like at 6 a.m., and sometimes I heard that you work till like 1:30 in the morning sometimes?
Yeah, I'm not a big sleeper. I sleep fine when Pontiac, my golden retriever, and I finally get to bed, I sleep fine. But there's always one more thing I want to do before I go upstairs to bed, and in the morning, I'm so in the habit of getting up. Of course, right now, we're in the middle of filming Hot in Cleveland, so I get up to go to work. But I just don't stay in bed that long.
No, I'm kind of the same way. I think we're a lot alike in that way. I work a lot, and I'm an insomniac. I take after my mom that way. I have trouble sleeping. So I probably get 5 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah, if I get 4 good or 5 good hours, then I'm fine. It's been that way all my life. I don't have trouble sleeping. I just don't lie down.
I'm right there with you. And, you know, I totally understand where you're going with that one. But with Hot in Cleveland, with the girls and all, I mean, that show is absolutely hysterical. And there was one day, and I don't know how I picked this up, but I saw you wearing, and this is one of the personal questions I want to ask you if you can answer, but I saw you wearing something. And ever since then, I see you wearing it constantly. You know, even for your birthday, and I'm sorry to hear that you had the flu. I did too, actually, a couple of weeks ago, and it's horrible.
Oh.
But, you know, you weren't there at the birthday celebration for your 91, but, you know, of course, you were there at home watching it and participating. But I notice it all the time. I don't know if you know what I'm asking about, but you're wearing a necklace with a heart on it.
And I haven't taken it off since it was given to me. And you know who gave it to me? Jennifer Love Hewitt. We did a movie called Proposal, and she and her boyfriend took me to dinner one night, and they gave me this lovely little Tiffany's box, and I opened it, and it was this heart necklace. And I was so thrilled. We had such a wonderful, wonderful experience on that show that we've stayed friends from here on out. So they put it on me, and I haven't had it off since.
Yeah, I noticed, actually. I see it all the time. It's beautiful.
And Jennifer was, she did a guest shot on Hot in Cleveland as Wendy Malick's daughter, and she was so thrilled to see that I was still wearing it.
That's nice. And I did see that episode. Of course, I've seen every one and watched them more than once.
Oh, bless your heart.
So, you know, of course, I'm a fan. And, you know, you were voted actually as the most trusted celebrity out there. That says a lot.
Oh, I that's a hard thing to live up to.
You know, you don't even have to try, Betty, because you are. I mean, you're pure and one of the best people out there. You're also with the LA Zoo, like I mentioned. You were named recently named, I think, what, chairman of the Greater Los Angeles Zoo Association?
Yes, and of course that's my other home, and we've come so far, and we're doing so well. What people don't appreciate, that was my last book. It was about zoos, and what people don't appreciate about zoos. A lot of people who don't understand animals that much, oh, they should all be put back in their natural environment. They should not be in zoos. Well, the human animal has taken pretty good care of natural environment. We've taken their environment away, so there's really no place for them. But zoos, the good national zoos all over the world, not only deal with animals in captivity, but also in the wild to try to perpetuate the species.
No, it's very true. When you look at, like, for instance, the tiger population out there, it's decimated so badly to, like, 2,000 or so tigers in the wild.
I mean, there are more tigers in captivity than there are in the wild.
You're right. And that's maybe the only way that they're going to keep the species alive
is
in captivity.
Only way they can maintain it.
Yep, because we just keep encroaching on their territory. There's no doubt about
that. We're doing that to elephants and to lions, oddly enough.
You know, it's funny because when you mentioned the LA Zoo, two things come to mind. One was Bobby, Amanda's husband, is our executive producer, and I remember the day where Betty and Bobby and I were on that little golf cart at the LA Zoo driving around, and you were showing us, like, the gorillas and the chimpanzees and stuff. And every time we're driving around the LA Zoo in this golf cart, Betty, you and I were, I think, on the back part of the golf cart, and every time we went by, there goes Betty White. There goes Betty White. It was like everybody at the LA Zoo was like, there goes Betty White. I'll never forget that. And the other thing that will always be personal to me, and by the way, my nephew says he sends his love and thank you again. When my nephew was 11 years old, he is now 23 and getting married this year, Betty. And
really?
Yep, and he's going to be a daddy.
Give him my love and congratulations and wish him well.
I definitely will. Ryan actually almost died from child diabetes, and it was a very touch-and-go situation. And when I was out at the LA Zoo, Betty took my phone and talked to Ryan.
Wonderful.
And it's something I will never forget. My sister would answer the phone. She's like, this is not Betty White. And I was like, yes, it is. And she just, you know, said that, you know, she sends her love to Ryan and stuff. And he'll never forget that, Betty. And he's doing really well.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's wonderful news.
And he works out every day, by the way, Betty. I think you'd be thrilled with him.
I think so, too. Unfortunately, he's getting married.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, Brittany might be a little upset, but it's Betty White, so maybe, you know. But you're the love of your life, of course, everybody knows, was Alan Ludden. And you guys were married for how long?
We missed 18 years by 3 days.
Wow.
But he's still around. He's still definitely hanging in here.
Definitely. And, you know, and of course, that was the love of your life, is the love of your life, and always will be. And so I will step aside, you know, if I have to.
We can be friends.
There you go. I've got a couple more questions when we come back out of this break, Betty. And I want to ask you about Morris Animal Foundation and the latest that's going on there. So don't go away. We'll be right back, of course. And we're talking with Betty White. But if you've got any questions or comments, the number is 866-606-8255. And Betty, real quick, before we go out to this break, how was Bo? You had a nice time with Bo at the White House.
Oh, I'll tell you about that when we come back. That was wonderful.
Sounds good. We'll find out about Bo and her visit at the White House with the president, of course, and a little bit more. And then we're going to talk also about Morris Animal Foundation. So don't go away. And I want to ask you one or two comments, Betty, when we come back about Coco, which I think was one of the prize moments in your life.
Several of the prize moments. I've been back to see her.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
And Amanda Page.
866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. We're speaking with the iconic woman, of course, actress, singer, as she is in this song, you know, and animal welfare, everything. I mean, this woman is amazing, Miss Betty White. We'll be right back.
Talkin' Pets. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Yeah!
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley, the giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out-in-the-world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain, fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure. Good boy.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Betty White, will you go to the prom with me?
To the prom with me. To the prom with me.
Betty White, will you go to the prom with me?
To the prom with me. To the prom with me.
Oh, Betty White.
Will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Oh.
Will you go to the prom with me?
Will you go? Will you go?
Will you and you're listening to Talking Pets. Betty, will you go to the prom with me?
What?
Will you go to the prom with me?
Of course I will.
You know, they just, actually, Jenna, just say hi to Betty, Jenna.
Hi, Betty, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing, sweetie?
I'm good.
Jenna just walked in. She's one of our other producers, part of the show, and she surprised me, Betty, with a happy birthday cake that she baked herself.
Well, bless her heart. Now, is today your birthday?
It's actually tomorrow.
Well, bless your heart. Happy, happy birthday.
Betty, I was inspired by Sue Ann Nivens to bake this.
That's not perhaps the best inspiration.
Oh, no, she was inspired by Sue. You got to know Jenna.
Does that mean it's an aphrodisiac?
Wait, I got to blow real quick. Hold on, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Wow.
Whoa, you got him off.
And I did it from this distance with one blow.
Wow, powerful.
Hey, Betty, I got a caller coming in. Andy, actually, I think I know Andy. I think he's the weatherman from Fox here in Tampa, Florida, wants to say hello to you as well. Andy, you there?
Yes, I am, John.
Hey, Andy, how you doing? Say hi to Betty White.
I'm doing great. Happy birthday to you, John. I hope you have a great birthday tomorrow.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say hello to Betty White. I've followed her career all my life, and she's been so inspiring and just such a wonderful person. And, you know, I'm sure you realize it, but you provide a lot of humor, it's never mean-spirited. And a lot of times people in their lives, you know, be going through different things, but, you know, listening to a humorous program. Of course, I love the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and I watched probably every episode three or four times, as well as Golden Girls. But I just wanted to have a chance to say hello. I know that John knew you, and he said that you're going to be on the show today. So I just wanted to call in and say hello.
Well, thank you, and I sure appreciate that, dear. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Andy.
All right.
That's Andy Johnson there from Fox News here in the Tampa Bay area, of course, and saying hello to Miss Betty White. Betty, we were talking about real quick with Bo at the White House. How was that visit?
Oh, it was so exciting. The president had invited me to the White House when he heard I was going to be in Washington. And so they took me on a tour of the White House before I went in to meet the president. And, oh, the White House is so gorgeous. And I was going from room to room with this marvelous guide who was explaining all of the finer little details. And I walked into this room, and something jumped off the couch and came over to me. And it was this beautiful bull. He's a Portuguese water dog, mm-hmm. and he is just gorgeous. Well, I sat down on the couch that he jumped off of, and he jumped back up and across my lap, and I spent a half hour with Bo stretched across my lap, and we smooched for a half hour, and I'll never forget it.
Now I'm really jealous.
I know. And then afterwards, after my visit with President Obama, who was just so wonderful, I went out. They wanted to take me on a tour of the gardens, the beautiful grounds around the White House. So Bo took me on a tour, and he'd run ahead, and then he'd run back. Oh, I want you to see my mother's vegetable garden, and this is my pool. And, well, we just had it's an experience, one of the highlights of my life.
Now, you also had a great highlight with Coco, right? Coco was the gorilla.
Coco, the signing gorilla, has been a friend of mine for, well, many, many years. She's 32. Well, she's, I think this year she'll be 40. But Coco, Penny Patterson, who raised her from a baby and taught her American Sign Language, they really, literally communicate. So I went up to see my first visit to Coco. I went up and Penny has a whole house up there that's all hers. And then the wall into the office is chain link. So you go into the office, and Penny put a stool down with my shoulder against the chain link, and Coco came over, and she's 350 pounds, came over and sat inside with our shoulders touching. And then pretty soon she started to point at this floor-to-ceiling gate in the chain link. And then she'd point up to a cabinet up in the office. So Penny said, oh, she wants you to see her new television set. She just loves it. And so she turned the set on, and Coco signed, no, no, no. Well, this happened 3 times. And finally, Penny said, Coco, I'm sorry, I get it. And she picked up some keys, and Coco pointed at the top lock and the middle lock and the lower lock on this floor-to-ceiling gate. Penny unlocked it and opened the gate, and Coco came out and took my wrist and pulled me into her, and drew me into her environment. And then they closed the gate, and Coco sat down against the wall, and I sat down opposite her. And I sat there. We actually conversed for, oh, maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes, with my hands on her fat tummy.
Oh.
And then she got up and went back into her house, and left me sitting there, and then came back out with a little stuffed alligator. Mm. And she gave it to me, and then signed, scary. I said, oh, yes, alligators are really scary. Well, I've been back to see her a couple of times since, and she calls me, she's got a name for me, she calls me Lipstick.
Lipstick.
She paints across her mouth. And Penny says it's because very few people who come to visit her wear lipstick. So I'm Lipstick to my beloved Coco.
Well, it's one or two more things I want to mention because we're coming up to the top, Betty, and I don't want to let you go, but I know you got to run and we're at the top of the show, but I do want to mention the Morris Animal Foundation. If you can help support Morris Animal Foundation with Betty White, of course, she's a huge supporter. It's 1-800-243-2345, or you can check it out on the web there at Morris Animal Foundation. So check that out and please help out. I understand, too, Betty, this summer you're going to be taping a big cat special for National Geographic Wild, so we're going to be watching for that, too, right?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you know what? I so hate to say goodbye to you because I love talking with you. Yes, and I love you more than anything. Hopefully we'll get out. Maybe the bunch of us will get out to L.A. We've been saying that. We need to make it happen so we can get out there and maybe do a show from the zoo or something.
Oh, that would be wonderful, and happy birthday, dear.
Thank you, Betty. I love you to death, and we'll talk with you very soon. Congratulations with Hot in Cleveland, and of course, Off Their Rockers. Everybody can tune in on their television station and watch that, the great Betty White. Say goodbye, guys.
Wonderful talking to you, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
Goodbye, Dale. Thank you so much. I love you all.
We all love you, Betty. Take care, stay healthy, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you. That's the great, iconic Miss Betty White. Of course, I can never say anything but 1,000% praise for this woman. She's a miracle. And we all love her, Betty White. Once again, thanks for tuning in to Talkin' Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.